Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democratic leaders are promoting the child tax credit that low and middle class families are eligible for. All $193 billion of it. While most families already received half of the credit as monthly payments last year, they'll lose out on the remaining balance unless they file their taxes. Harris says it can make all the difference for a struggling family.
In fact, thanks to the child tax credit, we are on a path to cut child poverty in America by 40%. That bears repeating. We are on a path to cut child poverty by 40%. This is historic. And as I said earlier, will have generational impact. Millions of families have used their monthly child tax credit CTC check to put food on the table, to save for college, to cover daily expenses, and to pay down debt.
President Joe Biden increased the child tax credit and expanded who was eligible as part of his coronavirus relief package, the American Rescue Plan that lawmakers passed last year. Now, the administration is concerned that some of those most in need of the assistance may be the least likely to get what is due to them. That's why Democrats joined together to encourage people to file their taxes, including those whose incomes are so low they might not have traditionally filed. The administration estimates that roughly 58 million households would qualify for the credit, which averages $3,300. Congresswoman Susan Delbenny from Washington says that in the last 6 months, 3.6 million children have been able to get out of poverty, including one of her constituents, a mother of four children, one with a disability.
She works three jobs to be able to provide for her children. The monthly child tax credit payments allowed her to cut back some hours to be with her kids. It allowed her to bring in an aide to help care for her child so she could spend more individualized time with her other children. The child tax credit allowed her to fence in her backyard so that the family service animal could have space back there, and to buy basketball shoes so her son could play on the school team. But the number one thing it did is she said, it just gave me a little bit of time to be a parent.
Efforts to renew the expanded credits for another year have been blocked in the evenly divided Senate, making it important for advocates to demonstrate how the credits have reduced child poverty by an estimated 40%. Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio compares his party's child tax credits as the antithesis to Republicans' 2017 corporate tax cuts, and he asks people to seriously consider that when voting this election year.
We remember what happens with Mitch McConnell's 2017 tax cuts for the wealthy. Those tax cuts are too often permanent. When they need to be renewed, they always are. But finally, we did the right thing. We cut taxes for working families. We need to make sure those tax cuts will be there for these families at this time next year. It's a pretty simple contrast. Whose side are you on? Do you want tax cuts for billionaires and corporations, or do you want major tax cuts for families, for working families in this country?
The Biden administration is promoting a website for people who are or think they may be eligible for the child tax credit. That's childtaxcredit.gov. The tax filing deadline is April 18th. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.